Alert! Alert!
Warning. This message will self-destruct in 20 seconds.
Hey guys, I was just joking around. This message is not going to self-destruct in 20 seconds, but you will if you are a diehard President Obama fan and you continue to listen to today's broadcast. So what am I saying? If you love President Obama, please hit the end button, the stop button. Do not wait. Do not hesitate, because there is absolutely nothing in today's broadcast for you. So as a courtesy, I am going to stop and give you a second to press the end button and go on about your day. All right, that should be enough time. So if you're still listening, that means you're not a diehard fan and we can continue on. So right now I'm going to share with you a few bits and pieces of a conversation I had with Dr. Randy Short. Here we go.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Obama's message was, pardon me, fuck you, whiteness is forever, even if it has a black face in a high place. That's what we got. We got the finger. It just happened to be a mulatto one. But it had standing credit. The same way you get the chips at the casino that you can cash in for money, it may have not been a white finger, but that mulatto finger was good to take up to the gate at the casino. That's what his job was to declare war on black people in America and worldwide and intensify the war against the Asians he's supposedly so fond of. The pivot towards Asia, the invasion of Africa, the destruction of Libya, of Ivory Coast, the militarization of the Sahel, the covert funding of warfare in Nigeria via Boko Haram in Niger, in Chad, in Cameroons, to allow the genocide to resume in Congo, to do nothing when the folks were destroyed in Mozambique, to support the mass appropriation of land grabbing in Africa by American and foreign corporations, to allow basically one-third of the land in Haiti to be stolen from the Haitian people and given to corrupt American corporations, to allow human trafficking exploded under Obama, in particular for black people in Haiti, in Colombia, all over Africa. Thousands of black people drowned in the Mediterranean when Obama was president, in particular what he did to Libya, and what he allowed to happen for black Christians to be crucified on crosses in West Papua, to be mass raped, to be mass given HIV, AIDS-inducing drugs. This is what he did. And he allowed blacks to lose their homes, made certain that the banks were bailed out, the same banks that stole the homes from black people, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and others, to do nothing about mass incarceration, to allow these things called the Office for New Americans to proliferate across the country, to give to illegal invaders of Americans legal assistance, job training, job placement, housing assistance, food assistance. Just because you came to America illegally, this has never been done for black people, not even under the Freedmen's Act or anything since then. And then, of course, DACA. Job training, job opportunity. Even if you've committed a crime, and the same Obama, his Justice Department did nothing about, what's this nasty woman, Kamala Harris, keeping thousands of innocent, or should say black men who served their time, in jail in California. And the same way Eric Holder, the Barbadian Department of Justice head, secretary, fought to keep 50,000 black men incarcerated when their terms were up, of which Obama supported. And we can go on and on. How many thousands of blacks got killed and beaten by the police? And Obama was the one who suppressed the report of the Department of Homeland Security that said that the Ku Klux Klan, Nazis, and other hate groups had infiltrated police departments to create racial warfare against black Americans, and Obama suppressed the report. to appeal to the same people who told him that we're Republicans, we want you to fail. So he says, hey, look, I'm okay. Look, I'm not going to do anything about black people being mass murdered. Obama, under his administration, the Bureau of Prisons ceased to count the numbers of people that were dying in prisons. So, in other words, roughly 4,000 people were dying or more in prisons in America under suspicious circumstances. Obama didn't think the number needed to be counted. As much as people hate Trump, Trump has, once Trump got in, allowed people to count and find out how many people were dying in prisons. This man's a monster. There's a flood in Georgia, 2009, rain. Was there a disaster area declared for black people who lost their homes in Georgia? Nah, they were black. When the white folks build their homes in areas that are prone to fires in California, were they a disaster zone for Obama? Yeah, sure. And we can go on and on about what went on in those 8 years. Black people need to just be honest that a lot of them don't want to be free. They don't truly want to be equal to their best selves, not to anybody else. And Obama was almost like a Viagra tablet to a flaccid, sterile, limp dick, intellectually bankrupt mass of people. Right, who don't like seeing things for what they are. We have no friends but each other and God, and only we can save us from others and from the enemies within our ranks. And there will be no two-party political system solution to the nature of the problems that we have. These have to be created amongst us, for us, by us, for our benefit, without any regard to how other people take it, including fifth columnists, seditious traitors, swirlers or whatever scum, and internal criminals that we have. Okay? Obama is helping booty check right now. Obama helped Lori Lightfoot, the little butch mayor in Chicago with the Larry Bird-looking female husband. And he's helping, I think there's a butch in Baltimore who has a white wife, too. He's gone out of the way. If you heard his speech that he gave to the Human Rights Campaign, Obama vowed to make same-sex relations equal in appreciation and estimation as that of heterosexual couples. Obama never vowed to equalize anything black to anything white. Obama has a deep-seated, committed dedication to the sodomite revolution, and it's too deep for me to take it as it's a passing issue. And I need to just say that Obama was raised by a tranny ladyboy, Indonesian man who had sex with men, raised Obama when his mom and dad were away. So I'm just telling you, what I know, being a black man, there's Asians and other people, there's no way. If he's getting bathed as by a man who has sex with men, that guy didn't have some interest in what Obama's sexual development? Are you kidding me? And everybody talks about Indonesia and Obama lived there. Have they ever researched how Indonesia is around sexuality and how it's the most liberal sexual place for gays in the Islamic world? That you go to Bali so you can have sex with children? I'm not making this up. I'm not picking on anybody. I don't hate Indonesians. I'm just saying. I lived in Australia. When you just want to like be freaky and just do whatever you want, you go to Indonesia so you can have it. Who ruled Indonesia for hundreds of years? The Dutch, the same Dutch that had freaky Amsterdam. So what do you think they helped expand if it wasn't already there when they got there? So Obama grew up in some nasty stuff. And what is the capital of gay America? It's not San Francisco. People are stupid. They're living in the past. The capital of gay America is Chicago. And that's where Obama got connected to the right people. Obama owes everything. Black Lives Matter has a San Francisco, Chicago, University of Chicago link. The University of Chicago has its whole social engineering program that goes back over 100 years. Obama is a social engineering project. He's connected to Ayers and the others who are connected to the University of Chicago. They're into this very odd and strange socialistic transsexual stuff, and it's not in San Francisco anymore. It's Chicago. So Obama had to pay off people. And Obama, I'm going to just say this, I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but Obama went to Trinity Church. Most people fail to understand that the very church that Obama went to, Trinity Church, United Church of Christ, was the most influential black congregation in the country promoting gay marriage. And it has a sister church in Atlanta called Victory UCC. And I'm saying this because I know the United Church of Christ fairly well. By the way, Jim Jones, who was a pedophile, bisexual, drug-using, communist, rapist, abuser, was from the United Church of Christ, and they took those black folks down to Guyana, and they had them killed. Obama did do for gays, and Obama did for illegals. Obama's job was to do what every president before him did. Don't help niggers. And he did it well. And he's the first president who didn't get shot, who didn't have, at least Johnson made it look like he's going to do something for black folks, even if it just got them to vote Democrats. And Kennedy got shot, and Lincoln got shot. He's the first president that didn't get shot, that gave nothing to black people, and we love him more than anyone. We may get another black president. They may give us Deval Patrick, who's smarter than Obama, just as pro-gay and pro-illegal as Obama, and they're trying to creep him in here. We're being played. And, you know, why do we have to be the bottom bitch of the populace in America that gets used and exploited? Because we're so stupid. Wake up. We can't ever get anything. That's our fault. That's because we're not, the people aren't, forgive me, there are not enough folk like me, a critical mass in the black community, who hate scams and frauds and traitors in our own ranks. I don't care if you're black. The last time someone tried to rob me, they were black. The last time someone tried to mug me, they were black. I really don't give a damn what you look like. I give a damn about the treatment I get. We shouldn't pick our heroes or sheroes like you pick crayons and lipstick. You should pick people by what you get out of it.
All right, guys, that wraps the first half of today's broadcast. And you know what? I totally agree with Dr. Randy Short. I do not think that everybody who is your skin folk is your kin folk. So I think you should do yourself a favor and do your research to find your own heroes and sheroes. Definitely people who support the things that you love and are passionate about. Now, speaking of heroes, I would like to introduce one more thing, something that's happening in Mississippi. So if this is something that you are very interested in, please make sure that you Google it and find ways to promote and lend your support. All right, here we go.
The Justice Department is inquiring about conditions at Mississippi prison that could lead to a federal investigation.
In the meantime, family of current and deceased Mississippi Department of Corrections inmates met on the steps of the Capitol to raise awareness of what they call terrible conditions.
Tears and expression of frustration with the Mississippi Department of Corrections was made known on the steps of the Mississippi State Capitol.
I am hurt. I am torn apart. I cannot sleep at night.
Diane Lewis and Linda Taylor are parents of two inmates MDOC and the Sunflower County Coroner says killed themselves. The mothers believe otherwise.
He has scratches on both of his arms. He has bruises up and down his arms, and he was in a one-man cell. And if he hung himself, that would not be on his body.
Lewis says she has pictures and video evidence her son did not kill himself.
I pray you don't have to go through it. But we know who did this to him. We know. And I say, I pray for you all, but at the same time, you got to pay for what you all did to my child.
Two American rap moguls are suing the Mississippi Department of Corrections following the deaths of five inmates this month alone. Yo Gotti and Team Rock, the philanthropy group under Jay-Z's company Rock Nation, have provided lawyers for 29 inmates who claim the deaths are a result of a guard shortage and abysmal conditions inside the prison. These are just some of the photos taken from inside Mississippi State Penitentiary. The prison has a long history of violence and inadequate living conditions. In 2018, 16 inmates were killed in a prison riot. Recording artist Yo Gotti is here with me now to break down the lawsuit and the conditions inside Mississippi's prison system.
Hey, everyone. I am here with Yo Gotti, the famous rapper with the 10th album coming out now. Congratulations to you, and thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it.
You are not only making music, you're also using your platform in a new suit to deal with alleged mistreatment in Mississippi prisons. What's this all about?
I mean, it's about trying to make sure everybody gets treated like humans, make sure these prisons are not living in inhumane conditions. You know, it's lack of food down there, it's lack of water, people sleeping on floors, rats crawling over them while they sleep. I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures and the videos, but it's crazy.
The pictures are horrific. The reports here are of multiple deaths, deaths in custody, people dying when they should be actually protected and managed. I mean, they're under government supervision. We live in a world where people see an outrage, they post about it, which can help, can make noise, and they move right on to the next thing.
All right, guys, that officially wraps today's live broadcast. I will meet you guys down in the comment section. Please do not forget to like, share, subscribe, and tell a friend who will tell a friend about this platform. All right, you're listening to the voice of Valerie Denise Jones. I hope you have better than a great day. God bless you. I love you to life. Now, here's a message from my sponsors.
This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz.
And Top of the Food Chain Films at BlackWhiteAndBlueFilm.com. Again, that's BlackWhiteAndBlueFilm.com.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Trump is sort of this walking white supremacy symbol. And they see that and they are buoyed. They're like, wow, like this is the guy who is the embodiment of what we wish we were.
Donald Trump made people comfortable with not having to be politically correct anymore.
That means white folk who want to go on with their racism, their bigotry, their sexism, their homophobia without being challenged.
He's playing to people's fears and he's exploiting their fears for his own political ends. And I don't even know that he believes his own rhetoric.
He's not trying to give all the jobs in Chicago to people in Tegucigalpa.
Trump is the best thing we could have because we were bamboozled by the Democrats and the Republicans. Now we see that it's a system based upon the interests of rich white men with property and power, always has been, will not change.
When you say something like, make America great again, what does that mean?
Trump is not a racist. Trump is about business. And most business people like me want a guy like him in charge.
All right, guys, that is the end of the trailer. Please, 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 if you'd like to find out more details, go to Curtis Schoon's website. His website is blackwhiteandbluefilm.com. BlackWhiteAndBlueFilm.com. Please go to the site, peruse the site, hit a few clickable links because the entire documentary film is available for rent or purchase. Again, that website is BlackWhiteAndBlueFilm.com.
Did you enjoy this audio? We sure hope you did. Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life. Detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah, for those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases, and more.
Hey, wait, don't press the button. I forgot something. I guess I do have something. And today's broadcast, for those of you who are President Obama supporters, Jay-Z, I want you to support him, and he loves Obama. So now that I am politically correct, I can give you back your day and bid you adieu. All right. Love you to life. Bye.